Hey, remember that time, Jason, when Joseph was on the news?
No, what was that?
I
What are you
was
talking
very
about?
famous.
You
I was very
remember he was
famous.
very famous. He didn't even say what he was his occupation was. It didn't even say where what neighborhood of San Antonio was from. It just said Joseph Johnson, car destroyed.
So I went car shopping today,
Oh boy.
and the trauma was brought back up, as Jim said. I had this wonderful car. It was an RSX, an Acura
Nice car.
RSX. It was
Nice.
oh so much fun. And I went to went to Chili's of all places to meet some friends. And whenever I came out, my car was like missing from its spot, and I really thought someone had stolen it until I saw tread marks and realized that the car was actually in the Carrabba's parking lot that was completely smashed because a guy, I don't know if he was drunk or if he had a heart attack, but basically came 80 miles per hour careening through the parking lot, hit my car, used it as a ramp, and flew into the other cart. So I was sitting there and I couldn't help it. My first reaction was I just started laughing because I thought it was so absurd. And the reporter was there, and she asked me, what I thought. And I was just like, I'm still alive. I just had, my ribs from Chili's. I'm like,
Had my baby back ribs.
life is good. I'm insured. Everything's good. So the news report comes on. And the best thing is, you know how they have those, what are they called? The titles, the markers?
The
The
Chiron,
Chiron.
the little kind of
Yes.
graphics, yeah.
And I showed it to Jim, and Jim just started laughing because it read, Joseph Johnson, car destroyed. It
So
was classic.
the only question I have is before we move on to the show is you heard when you're in Chili's, you heard no crash sound.
Nothing.
You heard
Nothing.
no, because that sounds like that would be something like a, oh, let's go out inside and see what happened.
Absolutely no. I mean, it was such a clean kind of ramp. The car was aerodynamic, and so I guess it had the shape to where it just shoved the car over. It was literally crushed. And I love the car so much
More accurate.
that I went the next day to the dealership, got the same car, same color, everything, and just pretended like it didn't happen. So it was a happy story
But you never went
overall.
to Chili's, so it's guitar.
I'm a little wary of Chili's parking lots. Whenever I can't find my car, that's the first thing I start thinking is, oh Lord, who has crushed my car?
All right. Hopefully the show won't be destroyed. Let's go ahead and start it. With the internet gone, info on the past is traded like currency. Three men are hired to go back through time to find out exactly what happened so the future can rebuild. This is the mission of the crispy coated robots, and it must all right. Hey, it's Jim.
And it's Joseph.
And it's Jason.
And we're going to get medieval on your ass with this show today.
Medieval on
Oh,
your ass.
I was wondering if that was going to come up.
That's exactly right.
Right when we got the note from the office.
Best team with a medieval weapon. So, Joseph and
what
Jason,
are medieval weapons?
Name
What are
some
we talking
medieval
about?
weapons. I know sword. I know archery. I know arrows.
It's basically crap that they had to come up with to figure out how to kill people that had armed themselves with metal. So we're talking like the Iron Age had already gone by. So this is, I think you could say medieval is all the way from like, the sticks all the way up to gunpowder.
Anything besides
Huh?
guns, I guess, huh?
A little bit, yeah. It's a growing level of sophistication in weaponry. And all of them, I think, with the most common characteristic, they're incredibly brutal.
Yes,
Yes,
I
these
would
will
totally
kill
agree.
you.
This wasn't like killing you with finesse. This was brutal, blunt instrumentation.
It's for the kids.
It's
All
for the
right.
kids.
Let's get started. Joseph, what is your number five scene with a medieval weapon?
So my number five is the battering ram.
It's
I love this, and there's so many scenes in this.
when you use an Acura RSX.
That was the battering ram.
Yes, The battering ram is so great because it's been used in so many movies, both comedically as well as, you know, epically. Lord of the Rings, you know, the Battle of Two Towers is a great scene there that they're battling. You know, they have a fancy battering ram because it's not just a big log that they're throwing against the door. They light it on fire and they have a ram's head, you know, within. That's really cool. But then, you know, the comedic element of it is you can just use a person and everyone starts swinging the person into the door, you know. So either way, my number five, battering ram.
Nice. Okay. So is the Two Towers the scene you're kind of going with on this one? So
I'm going to go with the Two Towers scene, yes, because that was epic.
Joseph. I mean, Jason, what is your number?
I'm Jason.
Yeah.
I'm going with the sword scene in 1981's Excalibur, which is a movie I knew was on the movie channel a bunch. I never watched it, but I know Jean-Luc Picard was in it. Patrick Stewart was in it.
Yes, he was. Liam That's Neeson's right. first movie also. That's right. Liam Neeson's first movie.
Miriam, what's That's her right. name? Helen Mirren.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, you see a lot of her.
I should see this movie. But I know the key scene in the movie I'm talking about is when the sword is pulled from the stone by someone who you would not think it would be, and that person ends up being King Francis Arthur. What is it? Arthur. Is that it, right?
You're Arty.
Arty. Camelot. The Camelot dude.
The Arthurian legend.
Excalibur. The sword. The medieval
So you're going with
sword.
The Excalibur. You're not doing the Sword in the Stone Disney movie, right? You're going with Excalibur, R-rated.
I'm going with the one with Helen Mirren. Don't think she's in the Disney one.
I would agree. And it makes it in because it's my number one, Jason.
Whoa.
What? It is my number one. The long sword.
The long sword.
Excalibur. It's the most famous of all long swords, and that is Excalibur.
Wow.
And yes. This was one of those things that talk about movie channel memories, Jim.
Yes, it was on. Yes. I wasn't kidding, right?
Oh my God!
I remember. All the time.
Yes,
you watch it for the sword fights, for the shiny armory.
It was interestingly shot. It was like almost a high in the glossy.
It was cinematography by glamour shots.
My brother enjoyed this movie a lot. My older brother. You know what I'm saying. Very medieval.
All right. My number five is a crossbow, but it was in a modern type movie in a modern setting. Not so modern. The movie came out in 1976. I'm talking about Silver Streak with Gene Wilder and, of course, Richard Pryor. Now, he's a reluctant kind of writer that gets thrown into this whole big insurance scam, which ends up to be a scam over trying to get some artwork from a professor. And there's an imposter professor, but anyways, George Caldwell, that's actually his name in the film. He gets actually pulled into all this stuff. And it's one of his first kills reluctantly is he grabs they're having some sort of convention of weapons on this train. He grabs a crossbow and kills Reese, I believe, who's Richard Kiel, you know, Jaws from, of course, Jaws. Would be Jaws later from
with the medieval teeth
bomb movie. But right. Yeah, so he in there, Gene Wilder on top of the Silver Streak uses the crossbow and kills Reese, one of the first kills of the movie. And it's funny, when I looked up the scene on Google, there's actually a picture on eBay available of Gene Wilder on top of Silver Streak shooting the crossbow for $16.99. So if you want to add to your walls with Gene Wilder and the crossbow for Silver Streak. Go ahead and do it. So, I mean, it's a great picture. He's like very focused.
He doesn't say, give me that. Does he?
I don't know. That's later in the movie with the sheriff who tries to apprehend him. He's like, give me that. Don't shoot.
Now, do we have a match in the weaponry? So if like there was a crossbow on my list, is now the time for me to bring it up?
How's that work? I went by scenes with
okay, we'll come back around to it. That's fine.
Yeah,
we'll wait.
Yeah, we can figure it out at the end which maybe who had the better crossbow scene.
Nice. That's the way we'll do it. Thank you.
Joseph, you're number four.
So my number four is the flail. Okay, I have to describe the weapon first because I always thought it was called a mace, but I realized that a mace and a flail are two different things. Basically, a mace is with a stick. With a like a ball like spike a kind of thing on it,
ball and a no, chain, that's like the a flail. like a spouse. Yes,
that the I got that. The flail is the same thing as a mace, except you have a chain on it, so you spin it around and all that. And of course, I have to go with rollerball with the
great. Oh yes.
on it. Just the most absurd scene in the world. Like, this would actually happen, you know, people on skates and motorcycles going around this little track, and you have things like the flail around there. So I'm going with Rollerball.
Rollerball. The flail is just the ball, and then the mace is like the spiky one. Is that right? Would that be the difference?
Well, the literally it's the chain. If you just have a stick and you put the ball on it, it's like a club with a ball, a spiky ball at the top.
That's just the old ball and chain. Oh, that's a mace.
Okay. That's a mace.
Just to be clear, you're going with the James Caan rollerball, not the Chris Klein.
Thank you very much. Cool, yes. Yes.
The James Caan one with John Houseman.
John Houseman.
Playing game called rollerball.
Yes,
John House.
I'm going with him.
Oh, did you ask me for my number four? Yes, my number four. I'll jump right in.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's also a crossbow, and it's from Glass Onion.
Oh, nice.
That's right. Medieval weapons in Glass Onion, which of course is the 2022 film with Benoit Blanc. I can barely do it. What is that? Benoit Blanc. When Miles Braun is trying to start his dinner and the murder mystery party he's going to have on his island, Benoit Blanc figures it out immediately. He figures out that's a Jaybird crossbow right over there and nice. Spoils the whole party.
He does. He totally ruins it within 5 minutes.
crossbow. So we'll have to discuss at the end which crossbow scene gets in or if we just throw the crossbow in. My number four.
And the winner gets an iPad.
My number four is, you know, there's a lot of Tarantino uses a lot of medieval weapons a lot. If you go to, like, of course, the Kill Bills, there's a lot of samurai swords and stuff like that. But I got to go with the most famous samurai sword scene, which you really want him to use this scene. Bruce Willis is about to leave the pawn shop with Ving Rhames in the back being sodomized and realize he probably needs to go back and save him. That's probably his only way to not be trailed by Marcellus Wallace the rest of his life. So you have this great scene in this pawn shop where he sees all these kind of weapons to go back and kind of takes them off and tries what he's going to go back with. And then he pulls the samurai sword and goes back to in that back room and samurai-ish takes out his partner. And then the gimp is watching all this as it goes down. And, you know, we finally have him saving Ving Rhames and he, you know, ends the scene with we're good. And then of course you have the famous scene that we use at the beginning of the show. I'm about to get medieval on your ass. So, the samurai sword scene in Pulp Fiction, when he saves Ving Rhames, another very tense scene. that you really want him to go back and win on this one with what's going on. so that is my number four. On to your number three, Joseph.
I also have the crossbow. So crossbow makes it in all three. So it's kind of making at least one of these. Mine, though, is done by Chewbacca. The Force Awakens.
Wow.
He uses the crossbow. I like The Force Awakens. I have all those. I felt like The Force Awakens was
leading to something great that didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
Exactly. But I thought this was great. It was a great scene. They come off the Millennium Falcon and there's Chewbacca holding the crossbow. The bolts on this obviously is science fiction. So they're like laser bolts. Which makes you wonder why in the hell with all this technology that they are using medieval weapons like swords and crossbows.
My number three is a very well-known scene in the movies when a monster, a tank put into its mouth, and that tank is filled with a highly compressed liquid and it explodes and it destroys the monster. And of course, I'm talking about 2009's Land of the Lost, when Will Ferrell uses a medieval catapult to throw the tank of liquid nitrogen through the air and immediately just swells up frozen and explodes in lots of hunks of broken meat. Catapult.
Love it.
My number three features the classic old weapon called an axe, and probably the most famous axe scene of all time from The Shining. Jack Nicholson with Here's Johnny as he breaks down the door looking for Shelley Duvall on the other side of the bathroom. He of course makes that famous indention in the door where he sticks his face through and does the "Here's Johnny" scene. And
nice.
Yeah, so that is probably one of the most famous axe scenes of all time. So the axe with the Shining is my number three.
Not the body spray.
Not the body spray.
The wood chopping axe. That's
the
right.
The actual axe, yes.
That's it. I got
number two, Joseph, what do you got?
The French trebuchet, which is like a catapult, right? But this is the one that heaves the big rocks, right?
It heaves a mime through the air, or a lot of cheese.
Well, yes, my trebuchet scene actually is from Search for the Holy Grail, because they fling an actual cow, a live cow, with a trebuchet with chickens. Nice. For some reason, whenever they go and they go to the French castle.
This is the Monty Python version, of course. The whole
run away, run away, run away. It's a great scene. It's trebuchet. So that's my number two, and I am done.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Jason, you're number two.
What did the French soldiers say at the top of the castle? I spit on you.
I fart in your general direction.
General direction.
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelled of elderberries or something.
Elderberries, yeah.
Elderberries.
Yep. So good.
You gotta say with the accent.
Yes. Number two for you, Jason.
It's also an axe, but I'm talking about a battle axe, which is a much more, you know, sinister looking axe. It's got the one sided with the blade and a spike on the top. And the axe scene I'm talking about is in 2002's Reign of Fire, which is an awesome movie. If you haven't seen it, it's got Christian Bale and Matthew McConaughey, and it's set in like 2022. I think it's like now.
Yeah.
Dragons are unleashed from underneath the underground subways in Britain, and the dragons are flying around through the movie, and they're trying to kill them. And in the end of the movie, Matthew McConaughey's character, I think his name is Denton Van Zan, flies through the air with his axe to smite the dragon and gets eaten. It's kind of like in Jaws.
All right.
Yeah, but it looked good there for a minute. The axe looked good. Battle axe.
Ring of Fire. Nice. Mine, you know, it's good to have a regular arrow, an archery and stuff, but when you have an explosive arrow, things look a whole lot better. So Rambo did it, you know, in his return movie, Stallone did it, but the original time he did it was Rambo 2 First Blood. There was an explosive arrow. We all saw the scene where a guy's across the river. Yep. Rambo puts the little fire on it and hits the guy, and he blows up with the explosive arrow. So I don't know what was in it. I think he put a grenade or something in there, but Rambo just pretty much, it wasn't in the Rambo, the release recently is a lot more graphic. This guy just kind of blows up. The one they had like from the mid 2000s, he's just like shooting arrows in people's heads. It's just super gruesome. But this one was almost comical because the guy just kind of blows up completely. So First Blood part two, Rambo, the explosive arrow takes out one of his captors.
As I was doing my research on medieval weapons, I stumbled upon this one video of a guy who's like a costumer and he creates, you know, medieval costumes for the movies. And he was rating all these different costumes. He's like, yeah, they would never show up with metal like that to the king's court, and just all kinds of snide comments. And he showed flaming arrows, and he goes, yeah, they didn't use flaming arrows that much back then. How would he know?
He knows, Jason. He knows.
He did the
research. It's Wikipedia. Didn't. Come on, leave him alone.
He looked at a lot of those rugs that were hung on castles. That's right. That's where he got his history.
Jason, what is your number one? Joseph is done.
I have a number one, and I'm really shocked this didn't come up any sooner. It is, again, a sword, and it's from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. It is the Black Knight.
Long sword of the Black Knight, yes.
Just but the scratch.
Just a flesh wound.
Just a flesh wound. Yes, Black Knight, who would not let him pass and would not stop fighting no matter how many limbs, all of them that got cut off. The Black Knight, yes,
yeah. The sword. Awesome. So scene. Classic, yes.
Nick,
All right. My number one is the good old fashioned bow and arrow, the most tense scene of all time, especially for men to watch. It is from Deliverance, where Burt Reynolds has to take out the hillbillies from a very far distance. Now, if you've never seen the movie, two hillbillies are terrorizing Ned Beatty and John Voight. And this is right after one of the hillbillies tells John Voight, tied to a tree, he's got a really pretty mouth.
Yeah, like a pig.
He tells Ned Beatty. Ned Beatty that, right?
Been, it's crazy.
Mr. Luthor, what are you doing, Mr. Luthor? Yeah.
So, of course, it's the most tense scene, the way it's shot, too. John Borman shot it where you're seeing the face of John Voight, and Burt Reynolds is in the distance aiming that arrow. If he misses that hillbilly, he hits John Voight, or if he misses altogether, the hillbillies might, you know, kill him. So... He hits Burt Reynolds' shot right on the hillbilly, right through him. And you have this kind of crazy slow death of the arrow and the hillbilly kind of just, you know, still kind of being alive. But it is the most tense, the most famous archery scene of all time. Deliverance, Burt Reynolds taking out the hillbillies and saving John Voight, at least. He couldn't save Ned Beatty, but he saved John Voight. So that is my number one medieval weapon scene.
And without a doubt, a great movie. A lot of people don't watch Deliverance because they know about the notoriety of the terrorization of Ned Beatty, like you just described. But it's so good. Yeah, watch Deliverance, people. It's fantastic. It's great.
Yeah, Reynolds should have won, as we talked about in our Oscar show. Yeah. He should have won the award for that originally. But, you know,
absolutely,
Boogie Nights would have been nice. All right, so our list is completely done.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Longsword, Excalibur. Of course, Excalibur is the only one we agree upon.
Yes,
that's so, the only one.
And based upon some of these scenes, you know, Ring of Fire, I forgot about that one, Jason. That was a good one. And
pretty good one.
I do like the I like, you know, and a lot of people use in horror movies, they use some of these weapons just to make the kills interesting because they ran out of ideas.
Oh yeah.
So I do like the way Tarantino has used them, and some of like the rollerball too. They were trying to make a nod to the medieval times with the you know, people watching.
Yeah,
so where do we go from here? We have a lot of crossbows. We got three crossbows.
So a crossbow has to make it. So do we want to do Silver Streak, the Glass Onion, or the Force Awakens? One of those has to make it.
I think Force Awakens had to come out. I liked it big, but it is technically a space laser crossbow, even though it looks like a crossbow. So it's either Glass Onion or Silver Streak.
What kind of crossbow is in Silver Streak? Because mine is a Jaybird crossbow.
Yeah. Well, Silver Streak, that's the first time I saw a crossbow because, you know, it's apparently, so, I mean, that was like, what the heck is he shooting? You know, because it looks like kind of a gun, like a machine gun, you know. So either one, I'm fine with either one. If we want to do a Jaybird crossbow, we can do a Glass Onion.
Well, I think the Silver Streak one is the way to go because that was the earlier classic. So,
okay. All right.
Crossbow,
yeah, Silver Streak gets in there. Richard Kiel gets taken out. So we also have a couple. Do we have a couple swords? Yes. Well, we did the long sword for Excalibur. We do have Black Knight, which is really good. Samurai sword from Pulp Fiction. So I
would go with the samurai sword in Pulp Fiction, which of course then became the ubiquitous samurai sword, but it can't be denied. I mean, they refer to it and they're going to go medieval on them.
Yeah.
I
mean,
it's all right.
I mean, he had a choice. He had a choice. What did he have a choice between? A what and a what?
I thought he picked up a chainsaw at one time.
That's exactly right. Chainsaw, baseball bat, sword. Yes.
Goes with the sword. We have two axes too. So let me ask you guys, which one we're going to use?
I think if we go with the axe from The Shining, is that a medieval axe or is that just like a regular axe?
Well, it was made at medieval times, so that really doesn't matter.
But it's not a weapon. It's an axe. It's an axe for chopping wood at a hotel.
Still a weapon. Still a weapon, though. Still can kill somebody.
I could walk through, you know, the mall with your axe and everything would be fine. But I show up with my battle axe and, you know, somebody will call the police.
I haven't seen Ring of Fire. I'm sort of out on this one.
You haven't seen Ring of Fire?
I'm going to watch it tonight. I promise.
It's really good.
He's not going to watch it. He's not going to watch it. We'll put Ring of Fire in there just to make Joseph mad since he hasn't seen it.
Oh, wow.
Ring of Fire makes it in. Now, Arrow.
I'm going to go with a trebuchet. I think the trebuchet is a hallmark of medieval times, and that Monty Python used a live cow. I'm gonna really push for that.
I'm gonna go with the trebuchet because I had catapult, but yours is funnier, and I'm certain we're mispronouncing it. So please,
trebuchet. All right, so that is in there, trebuchet.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4. That's five.
That's five.
Nice.
That's five.
Silver Streak, Pulp Fiction, Ring of Fire, Search for the Holy Grail, Monty Python, and Excalibur make it in with their medieval weapon scenes. So there we go.
I think this is a bonus show because I think we're going to offend both moviegoers as well as historians. So
and the French. And the French.
And
the French.
Well done.
And that's the state of John Houseman, you know. That is the end of the show. If you have any more comments from you, Joseph, or from you, Jason, nothing?
I think we're going to end it with Mr. Benoit giving us a rundown.
Mr. Benoit, if I'll do Houseman, you end it with Benoit. Ready? Here we go. Okay. Remember, there's always tomorrow.
Or is there? I can't do it. It's that bad.
Or is there? It was a good try. Yeah.